Now, for whom of you are Christians? The Hagarite Jesus. Because it's all in the hands of God now. That's right. Oh, sorrow. Much sorrow and much danger. One thing, you're extremely nervous. You've got enough to be nervous about. It's just turning black all around where you're at. Or it's, you got the heart trouble. And that's, well, you've been given up by the doctor to die. That's been about a month ago or more. And he said that there was, you had two holes or leaks or something like that. Some funny name he called it. I heard him just saying when he said it. But there's some funny name about the heart. It is now that there's two holes in your heart. I think the blood's dripping through. Are those things the truth? Is the same Jesus who knew Philip was under the tree could see you or not under a condition of whatever? Is that right? Is he standing here? Is he your Savior? Is he your healer? Come here. I realize I'm just a man, sister. But now while that is on here, I'm your brother and God's servant. And now, the power of healing shows here, see. And I can only do with it if he'll let me. I'm going to pronounce a blessing that you live in my body. And will you give God praise? Our Lord Jesus, I lay my hand upon this woman, and I ask for her life to be spared. And for this which the doctor could not do, may the power of Almighty God be in Jesus Christ's name. I bless you, my sister, for your healing in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Are you right in your testimony? God bless you. The Lord be blessed. Now, before the anointing gets me to where I don't know where I'm at, how many believe that Jesus Christ is here now? That's the same Jesus. Now, that's his power. That's his wonder that he said he would do. I believe everywhere, expecting God to do for him what he did for her. Just believe it. There's all you have to do. I keep praying out there. Just believe it and spit the Holy Spirit can't come out through the audience there and hear you where you're at. Up in the bleachers or wherever you are. Just believe it. All I ask you to do. Come, lady. How do you do? Of course you're conscious of something here. But we are strangers to one another. Don't know you. Never seen in my life as a Noah. I suppose you never knew before. No, and we've never seen each other before. The first time in life you ever come face to face with one another. But Lord knows you, and He knows me. You are a Christian believer, because your spirit just feels so welcome. And I know that this is the Holy Spirit here. And I know it welcomes you. Now, if Jesus, our Savior, being the Savior of both of us, and God the Father of both of us, then we become God's children. Then we're here to help one another. And if God has sent me to help you, then I must do what God tells me to do. Then I'm asking to believe on Him. And to believe that He sent me to with a divine gift, just to make faith for you. Now, if we've never seen each other before, well, there has to be some way that if he would tell me anything about you, if I probably, when he strikes me, keep talking to you, he'd just keep on talking. But if it's something, for instance, if you're sick, or if there's something wrong with you otherwise, if you've done something wrong,
If he could speak that out and tell you about it, you'd be willing to accept it, wouldn't you? I can tell you, before anything happens, that you really are a believer. You're troubled, you're real nervous. And that's due to the time of life that you're living in. Coming to the menopause. The lady's age. But, excuse me, something happened. You've had an accident. I've seen a stick or something hit you in the head, haven't you? Is that right? And it's caused you to have hemorrhages inside the head. Is that true? Come here. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, I bless this my sister for her healing. And I am in believer. I resist her sin. And I do not resist Christ. Let it go out from her and she be made better for God's glory.
My voice, is that right?
You believe it was God? Then come here. Kind Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, our beloved Son, I ask for the healing of my sister, and I bless her now, and confirm the sin, and make her well, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. I bless you, my sister, in Jesus' name, and your name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. Go, be happy, rejoice, and don't doubt. The Bible says, go ye and sin no more, lest unbelief or worse will come upon you. Be real reverent. Just keep praying, lady. That it stood over you twice tonight, I think. I have faith. I know we're troubled, but I can't say the thought as though the other lady is healing. But, I want to see you healed. And I can tell you, you just there for God. Now be reverent everywhere, please. See, each person's a spirit, as you know, but just believe and just be quiet. You know, just be just as reverent as you can be. All right. Let the patient come. Faith is moving everywhere. Now be real ready. All right. How do you do, sir? You are a believer. You're already anointed. But we're strangers to each other. Personally, strangers, yes, sir. I don't know nothing about you. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. But only God knows you. I don't. Does anybody here know the man? Anybody in the building know the man, or? All right. And if we be strangers to each other, my brother, and we know not each other, and God knows us both, may He help us. May He help me as His servant to help you, His servant. Because we both want to live, we want to serve God, we want to do all we can for the kingdom of God. Yes, sir. Our man leads me. You've been healed, and that was, but you wasn't at a platform. You were sitting in an audience, and your wife was being healed at the platform. And if some of those great laws were saying to me right inside smiling, there's those figures. It was in Evansville, Indiana.
Thank you, Lord.
That is true. Was that true?
That's true.
Thank you, Lord. It's moving again. Just a moment now. It was altars you had.
Right.
And you're standing out for the elderly man.
That's right.
That's your father.
True.
And he is here. And he's got to be trouble. Go home. Lay your hands on him. And see him. I can hear people, and it just seems like it's like a yellow haze hanging here. You'll never know, so we need the judgment. This is the patient. This is the patient. Come here. I suppose we're strangers, ladies. We
don't know each other, perfect strangers. But God alone knows. And
I know that God can reveal and can make me know what your trouble is. I can't heal you only just by obeying Him, laying hands. Jesus said, in my name, they shall pass out. If they lay their hands on the sick. Is that right? I see a long white table. There's somebody, it's doctor, it's something doctor back. Kidney stone in the back, and they want to operate immediately. Is that right? Well, Christ can operate right now. If you will believe and you will take it right now, come here in a moment. I'm Heavenly Father. You believe that? That's the reason I ask you if you believe me. Not believe you ask him, but believe that he sent me to help you. You do. Then go eat your supper. Your stomach shall have left you. You believe with all your heart? Have faith in God.
No girl shall be with you, made well. You did? You said to him, go home in Jesus Christ's name and be made well. How do you do, sister? You believe God healed you that female trouble? You did? All right, God bless you. Go on the way. Or somewhere. Demons are screaming to one another. The irreverent coming from this direction. Something wrong with your back, isn't it? Is that right? No, that's me, isn't it? Stand up on your feet, lady. You're both healed now. You can go home. Be well. Jesus Christ makes you both well. So thanks be to God. Don't get your heart trouble. You set your hand from Jesus Christ. God bless you, my sister, and may you be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Come on, lady. If you believe with all your heart, or you're a believer, you draw me to be his prophet, his servant. That's the wickedest thing there is to fight. About 80% of this audience is suffering with the same thing. Just coming from all out there. Let me show you. Turn your face this way. How many out there suffering with nervousness? Raise your hand. See? You have real funny feelings, scary, weary, upset. Think you're going to lose your mind. Satan told you he was, but he lied. You're healed now. Go home and be made well. If the Lord bless you, you go home now. You see whatever he wants you. God bless you. He'll go home shouting, praising God. Come, let me. Do you believe? I want to talk to you.
That's the truth.
I just, now the audience, nothing wrong with the lady in the way of immorals or things. She's a nice lady. But it's just something I couldn't say before audience, and only God alone knows the one. Is that right, lady? Is that the truth? Just God alone was in there with you. Is that right? When it happened. Is that right? Now you're going to get well. God bless you. Let me just lay hands on this man. In Jesus Christ's name, I rebuke the evil one. Leave. Had a funny feeling a while ago when I talked about that lady who has that back trouble, didn't it? With your shirt open, that sitting there. Is that right? Sitting right there, yeah. Mm-hmm. You were healed too at the same thing. You had back trouble. You were healed. I couldn't tell you because I couldn't get to me just then. Sitting there, lady, praying. You want to get rid of that arthritis? Sitting right down below in there. You want to get rid of the arthritis? You do? Yes.
Racial affair. This man is suffering with a nervous condition. You're very upset about something. turning dark in between them. You got a spiritual trouble here. That is true, isn't it? Some difficulty you're having. It'll be all right. Just trust the thing in. And here's another thing that might help you. You're healed now. But here's another thing that might help you. You've got a sick loved one. And that's the father. Is that true? And his father was a mental condition. Is that right? You're going to find him different when you go home because of your attitude. Now, every person in here should believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, even now. Is that right? Every person should have faith and believe our dear, loving Savior. Believe that He is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe the man here is a stranger to me, too. Is that right, sir? I do not know. You have never seen him. But our loving, kind Heavenly Father knows both of us. That is true. You're in desperate need, my friend. What's your trouble is nervousness. You've got a whole lot of trouble. Part of it is, you're a married man. You've lost your job. And you're having mental troubles over that. You have two children too, don't you? Don't fear. It'll be all right. Come here. Kind Heavenly Father, in the name of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, bless this brother and restore him. In Jesus' name, he has a need, Father, and Thou wilt supply it. We ask in Christ's name. Look, my brother, don't worry about that no more. Get off your mind. Go happy, rejoicing. God will give you another job. Just have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You don't get over that little trouble sitting over there, sir? Yeah, you see, you'll just saying, stand up. I see it move over you. God bless you. Just have faith in God. Lady, you don't get over that rupture sitting up there? Yeah, sitting there. If you accept it right now, you can be healed. Or you're sitting the big lady there. God bless you. You can go, big lady. Have faith in God, my. You just only believe. You don't get over the sinus. If you believe it with all your heart, sitting up there, you can get over the sinus and be made well. If you accept it. Believe that Jesus Christ makes you whole. God bless you. How wonderful. I just praise God for His presence. You're the patient, are you, lady? I don't know you. God knows you. Do you believe me to be His prophet? Now, that's just His preacher thing. Do you believe that to be true? Your operation didn't do you any good, did it? You just come to the hospital. You had something wrong in here. They operated in. It's a gallbladder operation they had. Gallstone. But to remove the stone from the bladder. You can't keep nothing on your stomach. You're real weak. Is that right? Jesus Christ will make you well. You believe that? Come here. Kind Heavenly Father, to this poor little dying woman standing here frail, and the doctors have done all they can do for us. And we thank you for what they've done, but Father, they haven't hid it yet. Satan, you've hid from the doctor. You've run his knife, but you can't hide from God. Come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman that she can save. wasn't yelling at you, it was him. He's trying to hold you, go get all right now. You go on this rejoice and be happy. Thank God. Excuse me, friends, if I yelled out loud, it wasn't like yelling at you. Demons sometimes had to be forced. See? They don't want to move. That was a woman, but he is determined to take her life. There's something wrong with it. I forget what it was. But anyhow, the doctor had operated or something like that. I'd seen it with all good faith, but he hadn't hit the spot. But you watch her now. See what happens. You get well. Somebody just healed, had a connection with you. Isn't that right? Some young man a while ago or something. Oh, is that where it was? See, it's moving there somewhere. Y'all from a city called Lincoln, isn't it? Lincoln, Illinois? How do you do, lady? You believe me to be God's servant with all your heart? If Jesus Christ is standing here with this suit on, as far as healing, he'd tell you he already did it. But for your healing, he has already done it. But he'd tell you what your trouble was. And but that might make you have faith. Well, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, but he sent me to do that. Do you believe that? Then I can. By doing so. You're suffering with some kind of a, like a headache, it's migraine headache. Isn't that right? You're extremely nervous. You have some kind of a trouble in your bowels, colon trouble. Isn't that right? You just had something that's happened in your home. No, it's a, you've had a cross-eyed child heal. Is that right? That was in this meeting. I thought, our kids on the same platform. Isn't that right? You have a wonderful faith, lady. Just a minute. Here comes again. You're not from a city, old. You're from a country where there's lots of hills. It's a mountain, Colorado. Isn't that right? Yes, sir. Wrigley or something like that. I see the name. If you come into the city, you're old on the side. Is that right? And you're. I hear somebody calling you Kathleen. Is that right? What? Is that right? Go home. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I see where it's at now. There was something wrong with that lady about intestines or something there. That man sitting right there with the blue-looking suit on looking at me. You don't have a prayer card, do you, sir? The blue tie sitting there? You got bowel trouble, haven't you? You're going to get well now. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Don't doubt. Just have faith. Only believe, for all things are possible to them that believe. You believe that is right? Everyone with one accord? How did you? Are you the patient lady? Excuse me. All right. We're strangers to one another, lady. As far as I know, I've never seen you in my life. I know nothing about you. God knows that. You're a mighty young lady to be standing there sick. I want to ask you something. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? With all your heart? Then I can help you. He told me if I get the people to believe that. And I said, they won't believe it. He said, you'll tell them the secrets of their heart. Then they'll believe them. Now, if Jesus Christ risen from the dead.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with you. Now, I want you to be real reverent, and every few minutes we'll give us a little bit of break, so that, now, I'm telling you now, good night, if the Holy Spirit should come, then it, you see, you're standing here, and yet you're maybe 20 years back in somebody's life. And you, after a time or two, you get to the week, you don't even know where you're here, where you're somewhere else. It's a divine gift. It doesn't heal you. It only helps your faith to come up where you can believe God. So all understands, raise your hands. Right? I'm not trying to say I can heal you. It's God's Spirit moving, just like Jesus, when he was here. It is Jesus. It is. It's him making himself manifest, proving he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. See? That's the way what he does. Now, just real softly, and please don't move around. See, just be as reverent and keep your seat wherever you are now at this time. Let's be reverent now before the Lord. I've been preaching, now he'll come and preach. See? Now you listen to what he has to say. See? And now, let's real slowly. Now this is my first night here, and I'm tired. Let's just tell you real slowly, kind of hum only, please. Now come on, now everybody does. Imagine seeing coming down off the mountain. Walks down to a man that had an epileptic child. The Lord have mercy on him. He said, I can, if you believe, for only believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Oh Lord Jesus, Son of God, come tonight. Make thyself known to thy people, Lord. And now I pray that you'll help me to be submissive to thy great power and thy will. And Father, bless this little audience of people, and may they be submissive, every spirit, in Jesus Christ's name. I ask it. Amen. Sure, you all Christians can appreciate what I'm trying to do here, trying to represent your Lord Jesus before people. And they're not 100% believers in here tonight. You can feel it moving, switching in. But I know he's here now. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. Now, I just have to talk to you just a few moments, just in order to have a contact of your spirit. We're both man, both human, and if I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. I'd be heartless if I could do anything for you and not do it. I don't know, I've never seen you in my life. Is that right? We're perfectly strangers. Now the audience can see, this man, you may know him. I've never seen him in my life. It's the first time we ever come in contact with one another. But God has known him since he was born and before he was born. He's known me. Now, if he is my brother, and we're brothers in Christ, then let the Holy Spirit, by divine gift, come and do something for him. I don't know, he might be having domestic troubles, he might be sick, he might be, don't know what he might be wanting to go somewhere, don't know whether he wants to, whatever, he might be trying to find the will of God. I couldn't tell you. God knows that, I couldn't tell you. But God does. Now if the Holy Spirit will come and reveal unto this man through the power of the Spirit of God, just what he should know, is anything in his way, the reason, what his sin or what he's done, what's wrong? If God will reveal that, will every one of you accept it and say, I believe with all my heart? God bless you. I just been talking to you. Now, us being strangers, then we're just the same as our master stood at the well and talked to this Samaritan woman then, wasn't he? And he talked to her because she was human. He was human.
as far as being flesh, he was human, and spirit, he was God. But as flesh, he was the Son of God. You believe that, don't you? Because you're a Christian. I know you're a Christian because the feeling of your spirit is welcome. But then, if God will reveal to me where your trouble is and what you're wanting and what desire you have of Him and so forth, will you accept it then, knowing that we're so, do not know one another? Then you'll have to know it comes from some supernatural resource. And you accept it then as God. Well now, may He grant is my prayer. But you're a nervous person. Very nervous, not in a way of being shaking nervous, but I see as a child, you're a person that thinks and plans way ahead of things. And that's because you have a nervous condition and it's interrupted in the bowels. Is that right? And it's called like a constipation. Is that true? Then you might not know this, but you got skin disease, this cancer. And if you're aware of that, I see something clear and turn dark around. Is that the truth? Now, if that's the truth, raise up your hand. Now, how did I know that not knowing you? Here's another thing. You're moving from me again. Yes. You were praying before you come to this meeting that you would get a prayer card and be brought to the platform. Is that the truth? All right. Now, kind Heavenly Father, while your anointing is on thy servant, I lay my hands upon the man in commemoration of our Lord's words, which says, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And I ask for the enemy to leave my brother's body, and may he go and be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, the brother just won't talk to you again this morning. I was pretty sure that something happened. Yes, that is right. Go and may the Lord be with you. Go and you're going to be well. God bless you. How do you do? Is this the patient? All right. We are strangers, are we, lady? Now, just as I talk to you, you just look at me. I mean, and that, I don't mean, as Peter John passed through the gate beautiful, said to the crippled man, look on us. Or Elijah said to the king, he said, if it was not respected, Jehoshaphat wouldn't even look to you. See? But he went in and played some music, and he saw a vision and told him what to do. That same God lives today, don't you believe that? Can he, can know and can advise and do just? I see now. It's not for you. Yes, you're awfully nervous and upset. Yes. It's because of the baby. And the baby's facing an operation.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And it's something that's a growth.
Yes.
And the growth is in the stomach. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, kind Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn this enemy that would take the life of this infant child. And now, laying hands upon the child while anointed, I ask that it leaves the baby, and the baby is made well, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Go and be faithful and be with all your needs. God bless you. The Holy Spirit's among you now. There's such a colored lady sitting there praying. She has female trouble. Isn't that right, lady? You want to be healed and believe that God will make you well? If you believe it with all your heart, yes, she's sitting right there. You want to be healed and made well? You stand up on your feet then and accept your healing. Jesus Christ took that abscess off the ovary just then. Amen. God bless you.
Just have faith out there. You don't need a prayer card. Just you need is faith. You believe that I'm telling you the truth and watch the Holy Spirit and see if He doesn't make you well. You're the fish. Excuse me, I just kind of get beside myself a little bit. It's anointing that comes on. All right, I just want you to answer me as I speak to you. And I am a stranger to you, I suppose. I guess this is our first time ever meeting, is that right? But then, if we be strangers to each other, then only God alone could help us, is that right? I have never seen you, never knew nothing of you, and perhaps you never knew of me unless you read it in a book or something. And that's about all we know about one another. But you do recognize you're in the presence of some supernatural being. You're a believer. And that's the reason that you have faith, being a believer. But you're not staying for yourself, for somebody else. Is that right? And that person is got some kind of a double bronchial in the throat. And they're in a hospital now. And it's where two cities are near together. It's Minneapolis. Is that right? And the man's a sinner. Is that right? Very black around him. I see him laying there. And you've just been healed. He was in another meeting. There was a fellow friend called Black to the old Robert. Is that right? Take your handkerchief and stand to your praise button to receive Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I condemn that sin upon the man and ask for his healing. Amen. God bless you, sir. Don't doubt. Believe you shall receive what you ask. Look here. You want to go that intestinal trouble? Yes. Stand up. Jesus Christ heals you. That's your head colitis in the intestine. Is that right? Intestinal trouble. You're healed now. Go on and be made well. Amen. Have faith in God. Now, the more you speak to people, I hope that you people will understand that. Lord, you talk to people. These is what makes you weak. See, Daniel, I believe one time saw a vision, and he said he was beside himself, out of his head for several days. Do you remember the scripture? That the more you talk to people, the more it knows or speaks. You don't feel that asthma? Believe that God will make you well. Stand up and accept it, man, and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. What do you think about that lady sitting next to her? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be God's prophet? You do? If I can, by the power of God, know what's wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You have liver trouble, isn't that right? If that's right, stand up to your feet if that's right. Accept your healing and go home and be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Have faith. Don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Now, sir, I believe that we're strangers to one another. As far as I know, this is our first time ever meeting in life. I don't know you. But God does know you. Is that true? That's true. Now, if I don't know you, God does know you, you realize that your life before God, what you have been, what you are now, what you will be, is just like a tape unrolled. And mine is the same thing. And the only way I couldn't heal you or help you out of your trouble, the only thing I could do is by a divine gift, like a minister, by a divine gift to preach. By divine gift as a seer, or his prophet, I would know what your trouble was,
and could reveal to you, and that would only bring your faith up in God. Is that right to accept what you're asking for? Yes, sir? Do you believe me to be his prophet? You have a mighty good faith. Now, you are suffering with a stomach trouble. Is that right? It's caused from a peptic condition in your stomach. That's right. You also are a very nervous person. That's what causes a stomach condition. And doing that, it causes you to have hemorrhoids. I see you having some kind of trouble coughing or something. It's an asthmatic condition, isn't that right? You also have heart trouble. Is that right? You believe me to be his prophet? Then I see somebody standing near your side. It's a woman. It's your wife. She's got something wrong with her. On her face. Cancer. Is that right? And look, your house number is 1154 on McKinley Street. And your name is C.D. Swift. Is that right? Go home and be made well and lay your hand on your wife. How do you do, lady? You believe with all your heart? All right, we're strangers one to another. God only knows. Isn't that the truth? Now stop thinking that. Didn't Jesus of Nazareth tell Peter his name is Peter, Cephas, a stone? He's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. Certainly, as you talk, the more you talk to the person, the more what does have to talk, just simply believe. That's all you have to do now, is just believe. Oh my, I hope this faith keeps up. You'll see the glory of God. All right, lady. You're suffering with a growth. The growth's in your throat. Is that right? And it's caused from a nervous condition, a nervous disorder. Say, I see you at a meeting. Or it's one of my meetings. You've been healed before. For heart trouble. Go home, you're going to get well too. Just go ahead in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son of God. Have faith in God. Believe on the Lord Jesus. You shall have what you ask for, if you believe. All right. Only have faith. Did you see that? A world of light standing there? Is that the lady laying here? Have faith, lady. How do you do? You're the patient. All right, look to me as God's prophet and believe that I come to help you, do you? You're something, I see you trying to move from a bed. It's something stiff. You have arthritis. And that's right. And then something's happened. You had an accident. You've mashed your thumb on a door of a car. Is that right? And bruised it. Injured the bone. In the name of the Lord Jesus, go and be healed and give God praise. Let's say, thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Come, lady. Do you believe that all your soul and Almighty God is the same yesterday, today, and forever? If God will just let me see what is your trouble, will you accept your healing then? And believe with all your heart? All right. You got heart trouble, haven't you? Yes, sir. Go home now. I want to lay hands on you first, because that's what you want me to do. In Jesus Christ's name, may you be healed, my sir. Go and God keep rest on you. You get well. All right. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? If God will help me now, is getting weak, do you believe that he will know what's wrong with you? Can you just speak what's wrong? All right. I see you a lot of times going somewhere with your hand on your, it's in your back, your kidneys. Go home, Jesus Christ will make you well, and you'll be healed. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Would you obey me as God's servant? You got arthritis. You had arthritis. Walk the platform, say, I haven't got it, never testify it again, and give God praise. And God will... All right. You believe? Believe God will make you well.
Jesus,
tell me what's wrong. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless her. And may the Holy Ghost now come into her body to condemn this enemy and drive him out. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. God bless you. Glory to the Lord. All right. You believe? You're coming for the child. You believe that God is here to reveal and to remove? I don't know the child, but God does. Is that right? Mighty young to have that. Diabetes, but God will make him well. Do you believe it? Is that true? God Almighty, have mercy on the baby, spare its little life, and may it go. I take it to Calvary in the name of Jesus Christ for a blood transfusion that its life will be spared. Amen. All right, Tom, bring these little children. Honey, dear, your mighty sweet little girl, look up this way just a moment. Those prettiest little eyes. Do you believe that Jesus, the Son of God, sent Brother Branham to pray for you? If Jesus is here, he'd put his hands on the little girl like you, she'd get well, wouldn't she? Now, Jesus is here, but he's in the form of spirit. If God will reveal what's wrong with your baby, you accept it too. You being the mother with love and concern about the baby, lay your hand on. The baby's got heart trouble, but the baby's going to be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn that devil has done this. It's a nervous heart, lady, born that way. But he'll get well, won't you? Go believing with all your heart. All right, come, lady. Are you believing? Amen. You know the asthmatic condition, be made well. You believe God is going to heal you? Would you like to go eat? That stomach's given you some trouble, hasn't it? You believe me to be God's prophet? What's done it? You're just the time of life, you're in the menopause time. It makes you nervous and upset, you're scared. The devil tells you you're going to lose your mind. Late in the evening, you get real nervous and have to sit down many times. Is that right? Just wash your conditions, the other day, drop one. Isn't that right? Now your stomach trouble heals, you go home, eat what you want to. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Let's say praise be to God. All right, tell her to accept Jesus. Tell her heart trouble is gone. God bless you. Let us say praise be to God. Bow your heads real quick. There's a death spirit coming around me now. Bow your head. Oh Lord, created heaven and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this man and make this evil to leave him. O thou eternal God, who is before the day spring from on high, you as God, then you'll be God from this Jesus wept herself in the desert, you'll still be God. Now, I ask that this great Jehovah coming in his power through the name of Jesus Christ and loose this man from his affliction. Go in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the evil to you. All right, you may raise your head. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Praise his holy name.
There he is, perfectly normal and well from being dead. God bless you, brother. You also had a nerve to call the process that they had for a long time to prove. Is that right? The reason I said that is just so you know they've seen it. Praise the Lord! You don't care about asthma condition? You know that it's place on your leg, you ought to be healed? If you do, accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, yes. Yes, raise up. That's it. God bless you. Go home now and be made well. Yes, you lady, I make sure that. Hey, raise up and go home and be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ. The whole bunch of you can't. Well, you're out of your trouble. Where's your time? You're in a dying condition. You know that. You're struggling with cancer. Is that right? The family doctor says you haven't got a chance. You also. But you have got a chance. Your chance is Jesus Christ. Do you believe it, Christ? Do you believe it? It's the only thing you can do. If you believe it, accept that power of God that's on you right now. Rise up. Take up your bed, go away and forget about it and be made well. Rise up to your feet, accept Jesus Christ to be with him. The rest of you here, a ticket, stand to your feet and accept Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I cast out every evil spirit and take over in the name of